You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, the Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Welcome to this week's Two Teas in a Pod recap episode with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge. Hey, Teddy.
How's it going? Can you do me a favor, Tam? Can you turn your volume up? Because I don't want to get a tongue lashing from everybody that you're quiet and I'm loud.
Well, I don't know how to do that right here, right?
Yeah. Or bring it closer to you because you are quiet to even me.
Well, it's because you're so fucking loud.
I am a loud person.
I know you are.
I can't help myself. My voice carries.
Oh, so do you think the viewers are going to be happy that we're both loud?
Yeah, at least
they're going to be excited. Oh, so you just want the heat off of you. I get it.
Hello. I can't help, you know, I can only do so much.
Just lower that voice.
Oh, it's not going to happen. I have man voice. It's going to always be loud. It's going to carry. All right. Anyways.
What do we start with? Beverly Hills?
Yeah, I guess we start with Beverly Hills because that was last night. So it's fresh. What'd you think?
I thought it was good. I had to have a drink today because it was a lot. Like, first of all, I watched the last 15 minutes because I got home late and I was so annoyed by what I saw. And then when I watched it, the whole episode this morning, my mind totally changed. So when we get to that point, I'll tell you why. At first, I was so annoyed with Crystal just watching the last 15 minutes because I didn't see it all. I didn't understand where she was coming from. And I thought she was being extremely dramatic. And then after I watched the whole thing, my entire opinion changed.
Right. And I actually have sent some messages back and forth with Crystal because I wanted to make sure that I could fully understand both sides. But we'll get to that when we get to it.
Right.
Okay. So we start out the show with, you know, Kyle's store opening. She arrives to La Quinta, talking about Dorit having panic attacks and anxiety after the break-in. I was there the night before they started filming.
Yeah.
And, Dorit, Kyle, myself, some additional people that live out in La Quinta, we had dinner. And, like, you could see the level of, like, fear and brokenness that Dorit had. And, like, there was security outside of, like, and you know where Kyle lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need security there. But I totally get it. I don't know how I would feel only because I've never been in that situation. It's hard to put yourself in that situation when you've never experienced it. But knowing what she has told us, I don't know how she's functioning.
And you can kind of tell this episode, she's kind of zoned out a little bit, which right. I think is probably, I mean, she says, you know, I tried to take a Xanax, or PK says she tries to take a Xanax at night, but she's still having the panic attack. So to me, I've had to take Xanax before for anxiety attacks. That's what it looks like, because you see a different kind of side of Dorit that, like, until she kind of yells at Crystal, she's kind of just.
Is she on something right now?
Well, I don't know, but you see in next week's episode, she starts seeing, you know, a therapist about it, and you could tell she definitely needs to, because she's having PTSD.
How is she today?
Today she is much better, but of course, you know.
This was so fresh. It would literally.
Yeah, this was November. So this just happened.
This happened the day before they started filming?
Or day before they. No, it was like maybe 2 days before they started filming.
Okay.
So then the one part I didn't particularly love, and this isn't me, you know, having one side versus the other, but they all go to Crystal's house where, you know, Crystal's in her baby doll dress. They all eat a piece of cheese, and essentially the scene is fully set up just so Kyle can tell everybody what Sutton said, which is Sutton saying, "I'm sorry, I didn't have a gun to my head."
Right.
And then Garcelle says, which she's getting a lot of praise for, which I understand in the real world of things, she's getting a lot of praise for saying, "I don't want to talk about this without Sutton being here."
Right, which was the smart thing to do.
Which is true. However, Tamara, in the world of Housewives,
they don't want you to do that.
Them showing that is, I've never seen them show that before, because normally we have a job to do. Like, that's why, obviously, why that dinner was set, and obviously why Sutton wasn't there.
But it was true.
It was true. However, this is the part that's hard when you know the history, and then you also know, like, of course, is that a conversation that you wish that Sutton would have been there for? Yes. But Kyle also said it to Sutton's face.
Right. But Sutton later on talks about it with the group, and she explains herself and why she feels that way. And I don't blame her. I really don't blame her, because she basically said that her father shot himself. She was robbed in the past. She's got like PTSD or PTSD or whatever it's called because of that. And I totally relate to that, because my daughter was put in a situation where unfortunately, one of her friends hung himself.
Right.
And she cannot be around anybody. If anybody talks about hanging themselves, killing themselves, anything, she exits. She has no like response. She can't deal with it. So I get what Sutton's saying. And
I get it. I think it was insensitive in the moment.
She admitted to that.
And also, because I've had conversations with Sutton where she's openly talked about guns and hunting, for me, I see the other side of that. But I know we've already discussed that. However, people end up kind of loving Sutton this episode because they forget about the insensitivity she has towards Dorit, because she, you know, kind of comes for Erica again.
Right.
So, you know, that's what people want to see.
Right. You guys, we're talking about guns, and 18 kids were just killed. Should we not even talk about that at all on this podcast?
We have to talk about what's currently happening. I mean, ultimately, one, it was 19, but also this is a current situation that is happening. And, you know, guns, you know, somebody in my family committed suicide, and I'm like deathly afraid of guns.
And I'm deathly afraid of guns.
Deathly afraid of guns. And, you know, I posted something on my social media that my dad had me post, which was obviously like a very graphic photo. But he was like, "It needs to be done." And, you know, I'm his daughter, and I respect him. And I know what he was saying was right. The picture was very intense, but also, like, you know, I think there is something to be said about so many people easily having access to guns. I'm not saying take away guns from everybody, but I think there are certain people, especially with the way that mental health is right now, that guns are just so dangerous. So guns are triggering regardless. So that that's neither, you know, that that is
it's just hard for me. It's just really super hard to talk about guns right now when we just went through, you know.
Yeah, I know
we did, but what our country's going through.
I agree.
So that's a little difficult.
Then they, you know, we go through Kyle decided to open a store in La Quinta since real estate is less expensive, so less risk. They show past things, you know. I think it's a nice moment. Then
I love when Kyle tells Dorit, "Oh, you look so good in that outfit." And Dorit goes, "I know." I'm like, "Did you really just say that?" "I know."
She did. I mean, I wouldn't have looked that good in that outfit.
I wouldn't have said, I know.
Bitch, yes, I did. But then this is the part that really got me. Diana sending her team to wherever she is traveling before she arrives to look at the safety view.
I have a lot to say about that. Did she not explain to us that she grew up poor most of her life?
She did.
Okay, so she doesn't know what an outlet store is. She doesn't shop. She has people do it for her, which good for her, whatever. And then she sends people to her hotel room to make sure that her back's not to the door and all these. It's just, to me, it's not relatable and it's going to turn people off.
I think it's when you look at the show as like a lifestyle show, there's things that she says that are really funny and you're like, what? But then there's also things that they're going to get under your skin.
Yeah.
Especially, you know,
I'm not saying I dislike her. I'm just saying if the whole season is going to go like this, she's going to get a lot of hate.
I actually thought she was very well spoken when she said Diana says, you know, when Diana says she feels Sutton is clumsy with her words and behavior.
But she just met her, didn't she?
I mean, I think so. But I think that who knows how many times they have filmed by the time that they're in La Quinta. But I do agree with that kind of thing. But I don't know if she's overdoing the lifestyle to show like I'm Beverly Hills. I'm
rich. Do you know her very well?
No, not at all. But
well,
I do.
Well, she made Crystal look so relatable in the sense that Crystal's like, I wait 3 years for those designer things to, you know, drop in price. And I go to outlet stores and she's like, what's an outlet store?
Yeah. But also, what were they drinking out of those cups that looked like
I don't know
trees? I was so confused. But then there was just a couple of where I'm having a little bit of a hard time is I love watching the drama, but I want to see the fun too.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing this collection of people having very much fun together.
Well, I mean, all due respect, there was Dorit held at gunpoint. Like there's a lot, it's heavy right now. So I feel like, you know, Evolution is smart. They're going to make that transition into making it fun and light and all that stuff. But
the best part of the episode is when Bambi stole the steak off of Rena's plate.
Okay. Can I be honest with you? Dogs like that annoy the shit out of me. To have a dog that doesn't behave. Like if my dog even barks at a guest, I like make sure that he is in the other room, outside, away. Like I can't, like I'm a dog person, but I'm not a dog person where I like them jumping on me and eating my food. Well, no, and
that is
stuff.
A constant with Kyle. Oh,
I couldn't handle that.
You just have, she gets these trainers, but like, it's, I mean, even when I was at her house the other day, like one of the dogs took my slipper and we're like trying to get it away, but not piss off the dog.
No,
like,
could not deal with that.
I also have the world's worst dogs. So
I have the best dog in the entire world.
Of course you do. But mine are the worst. If I had them right here, they would be sitting here like on purpose, chewing on this, looking at me being like, F off. But okay, so then that happens. Then, you know, there's the store opening. They don't, you know, it is what it is. Then they get back to Kyle's house with the Bambi situation. That part's funny.
It is funny. It's cute.
Then Crystal gets upset about last season and how they all still don't validate her feelings. And she leaves Kyle's house and says she is not in a safe place.
Well, I feel like she didn't explain herself well enough. And I feel like in this group of girls, if people disagree with you, then you're automatically wrong. Like they're so tight. They've been friends for so long. And any new girl that comes in and they don't agree with what she's saying, they just dismiss her. And I understand what she was saying, but I also understand what Kyle was saying as well. Like, you're being dramatic. You're being dramatic. Yeah, she kind of was being dramatic, but she was trying to get her point across. But I feel like she wasn't using her words wisely. That's how I took it.
Okay. So yesterday I sent a DM to Crystal because I was watching it. And you guys, I've read your reviews and I've seen that everybody says, we want you to have like a we want you to not be Fox Force 5. We want you to understand all the different right. sides. And I want you guys also to remember that Crystal came in because she was my friend. I referred her to Evolution. I have a lot, you know, I have a lot of love for Crystal. And I reached out to her and I just said, like, I want to understand because I don't think what I saw on television last night properly displayed what you were feeling or going through. And she said, listen, what I was trying to explain was you can't have somebody else judge how you feel.
Correct.
And I 1,000,000% agree with. And, you know, being in a situation, your first year on Housewives, not really understanding in her mind, she went into her room, she was done filming, she took off her mic, she was done. I know, you know, from being a housewife, you're never done.
You're never done. Like, you even if your mic is off.
Yeah. You're never done. If there's a knock on the door and someone comes in, you're never done.
Especially on a trip,
people are going to do that. So, but I don't know if that makes it right or not right or anything, but I said that to her. I said, listen, you know, when you are on these housewife trips, you're never done.
Nope.
So you have to always have your guard up. If you don't want somebody to come in your room, you lock that door, you know. And she said, come on, Teddy, like, you have to understand where I am coming
from. Was she getting mad at you?
You could tell there was definitely an irritation. And I said, well, then explain it to me. And she said, I was coming out of the shower. I thought I was done. And Sutton came in and I'd been done for an hour.
But I think it has more to do than that. I feel like she has like this eating disorder. She probably doesn't feel comfortable with her body.
But then you have to also think about cameras, all of that. But I think also there's that fear of, even though the cameras never came into the room, like you see the behind.
Right.
There's that fear that maybe a camera's
going to see her naked. Yeah.
And I mean, so
it's valid. Everything her she's
feelings
feeling is valid.
Are valid. However,
it just came off weird.
It came off at the wrong time, yeah. I think. I don't know that she was expressing herself in a way that it was easy for us to understand because the timing was so off. And then like, you know, Rinna is like, you know, being therapist Rinna. But then like, it's like, oh, by the way, I'm going to run up and go change into my pajamas.
She confuses me. Like, she really does. But the one thing that I would have to say that also confuses me is that when Jerit was, you know, confronting Crystal and then all of a sudden she's like, are you f-ing kidding me? Suddenly she has no accent.
Jerit doesn't really have that much of an accent anymore. She really doesn't. No, I think her first season, now that I've gone back and watched, she did have a strong accent. I think because so many people like heckled her about it, the accent has gone away a touch. She is getting heat for raising her voice.
Why?
I don't know. I saw it by like on Queens of Bravo or something for that she raised her voice at Crystal.
Isn't that what Housewives is all about?
So she raised her voice at Crystal. I mean, the whole thing.
I think I actually love when Dorit raises her voice because she never does. Everything is very, oh, lovey. Hi, lovey. Like everything is all like superficial, like very
but
on the surface.
I don't think Crystal is necessary. I mean, I don't think Dorit is definitely in a situation where she is able to cope with what's going on around her right 1,000%. Now. Like I interviewed her for Extra that day. It was her first interview.
Wait, you were there that day?
I was there that day at Kyle's store opening.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I mean,
you see me for 2 seconds on
the
episode.
Well, actually, I didn't see you.
I know you don't even see. Yeah, I know. But apparently Twitter did because I still trended, even though I never signed paperwork. And I'm not saying one word on camera. Nope. Still trended.
Oh, how funny.
Myself and Erica. I'm like, that is, you know, hilarious.
Erica, speaking of Erica, can we talk about Erica?
Yes.
She still has a stylist, but now she has to wear her outfits twice. And I'm like, is that something you really want to put on TV in your current situation?
I mean, I know. It wasn't the best of moves.
Yeah, right?
But I do kind of like that the stylist, or Mikey, or whoever. I mean, Mikey's not a stylist. He's the creative director. But I do kind of like that.
Wait, he's her creative director?
From when she was doing shows. He's not the stylist. There's another girl that's a stylist, like the same one that's the Kardashians. But she is not in that. So there's Laya, who's the assistant. And then there's Mikey, but they're all best friends.
Does she not perform anymore? I mean, obviously.
Currently, she is not. She has not performed since all of this has gone down, I don't think.
Yeah. So, Diane, I have a bone to pick with Kyle.
What?
Well, Diana, right? That's her name, Diane or Diana? Diana.
Diana.
Says that she's a Leo. And Kyle says, no, you're a Virgo. And she's like, no, I'm a Leo. And then she goes into her confessional and says, well, that explains a lot. She's a Virgo. I'm a Virgo, Kyle. What does that explain?
Well, by the way, Virgos are a little bit, they're one of the hardest to get along with.
That's the total opposite of me. I'm so easygoing. I let so much slide.
Tam, I love you so much, but you are a Virgo. You're very Virgo.
I'm opinionated, but I'm not hard. I give in to people. Like, I'm like, okay.
But you do, you will, if you're pissed, if you're going to flip that 100%. Switch, you're going to blow.
Yeah, but I'm not so pissed that often. So,
right, but like, when you get pissed.
Sure, okay. 100%. Who doesn't?
But this is the part that's my favorite part. So clearly you look it up on the internet when that happens. And my son's born on August 21st and he's a Leo. He's a cuspy Leo.
Okay.
So Diana's born on the 23rd.
Is that a Virgo or Leo?
It says she's a Virgo. However, last night on her Instagram, she has like, I don't know, her astrologer come on and say that even though on the internet it says she's a Virgo, she's actually a rising Leo or a blah, blah, blah. It's like, between honestly, that and Anthony Kiedis and all of these, and Elton John and all of these people coming on. I mean, Anthony Kiedis, is that his name from Red Hot Chili Peppers?
I don't know.
Well, help me, guys, on the, that was the like, chat. But he's singing a song about Diana, the best Beverly Hills housewife, and she posted it.
No.
Yes. It's even worse than when my dad sang a song for the podcast and he called you Camera. Ted and Camera. Well, I mean, Anthony Kiedis. There's no
Anthony Kiedis. Okay.
A little bit of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fan thoughts.
Yeah. So Diana is always on her phone during her arguments. And this is a fan thought. I didn't even pick up on that. Did you?
I didn't even notice it. I mean, I think she's just giving I think she really doesn't have to, like, she's giving the least. She doesn't need this job. She's doing it for fun, for shits and giggles.
Right.
She's not like, even though she said she's nouveau riche, like she is like, you know, takes a dookie on the kind of money that we have. So
how long has she been rich?
I think she's been rich quite a long time since she was married to her husband, her first husband.
Okay. So it's been a long time.
Then it says Diana's pretty good at reading people, just saying, I do agree with that.
Now, do you think because she said that Sutton was
clumsy with her words?
Clumsy with her words.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that that's pretty transparent. She is.
I mean, I don't know that you have to be good at reading people to say that. Yeah. Either way, agreed. I know.
Somebody said, I'm done with Sutton. She has to be the center of everything. And I don't necessarily think I agree with that.
I think, well, the next one is Sutton always makes excuses for her behavior. I think that sometimes Sutton is so unaware with her surroundings.
I know, but I feel like it's legit. I don't feel like it's like...
No,
like
I don't think she's maliciously doing
right.
it.
Right.
I think she really is. There's a chip, like there's an empathy chip that she does not have. And then sometimes she makes what she calls jokes that aren't funny.
That aren't funny. Right. But I think that's what makes her such good TV.
I think she is good TV.
She's great
TV. Point is, the timing was not ideal.
Okay. Question for Teddy. As Crystal and Dorit's close friends, do you see why the comparison was made?
I get where Crystal was coming from if this was spoken about at a different time. In this current conversation in regards to what Sutton is saying in regards to Dorit, I don't necessarily see the comparison. However, I do see that within this group of women, myself included from the past, is you see what you want to see and it's very hard to see otherwise.
Yeah.
However, was that the time to make the point?
Probably not. A question, why is the cast so big? And we're seeing this as a new trend. Somebody just posted the cast of New Jersey and there's like 10 girls with housewives and friends in it. So I feel like that's something that's going to be new in the housewife
universe. My guess is the cast is so big because they're ultimately trying to form the original type cast relationships. So they're going to bring in as many people as possible and then see who sticks and see who doesn't. I think there's going to be a lot more people that come and go. There's going to be a lot more Tiki Barber's wife type people.
Yeah,
that you're going to see for a little bit and then they're going to disappear.
Or not. Or they're going to get rid of the higher paid ones. So
right. But I'm saying if they work, they're going to stay. If they're a Jennifer Aiden, they're going to stay. If they're a Tiki Barber's wife, they're going to go. And that's but why.
Did I see Tiki Barber's wife in some of the pictures?
I did. Yeah, I did. But also that to me, I was like, are you kidding me? They didn't even show you in the reunion. I wanted to have a little pride for her, but. I'm also like, you know how I am.
Overall, I thought it was a really good episode.
I thought it was a good episode too, but I am looking forward to what's to come. So take a little break. We'll come back for Real Housewives of Atlanta notes.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, here we are coming back to talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta. So, okay, I've got this point. I'm very invested.
So there was somebody out there that said, Tamara, you have mentioned you don't watch Atlanta, you don't watch Potomac. That's an issue. Well, just so you know, I didn't watch Atlanta, Potomac, Salt Lake City, all the other shows, New York, all of them. It wasn't just Atlanta and Potomac, but I am now taking the time because, you know, I took some time off Housewives after I was let go. So now I'm more invested, and I'd have to say Atlanta is becoming one of my favorites.
Oh, it's so good because they all give so much. Well, it starts off with a marriage counselor who, by the way, this is so good.
I
think his name's Dr. Ken.
Dr. Ken,
who also has shown up on, I went and watched old episodes of Potomac because we have Monique coming on later this week. So I went and watched. Dr. Ken is also a therapist on that show for Candace. And then I went back. Dr. Ken was also a therapist that Nene brought on to Atlanta years ago. Dr. Ken gets around.
But this is the thing, like, who calls a therapist and is like, come to my house, I'm going to fly you in. Like, there's a bazillion therapists. Like, I don't know.
I don't think anyone calls it. I think Ken is on the radar.
He's on the payroll. He's on the Bravo payroll.
But I also think some of his advice, I mean, I'm not a therapist.
It was a little bit cringe.
He says they can't have a combative conversation for 30 days, no yelling, et cetera. He says if a person blows it, you have to be a servant for 24 hours.
Oh, and have sex how many times a day?
I mean, that moment was so cringe. We are having Drew on. We're going to have to ask her more about it, but it was pretty unbelievable.
How about Candy sending the women a package of lingerie, vibrating panties with 2 half naked people? I mean, way to promote your business.
She's not promoting her vibrating panties. She's promoting her play, right?
She's also got sex toys, doesn't she?
Oh, so that's what I missed because I was so confused. I'm like, what does this have to do with the play?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's got her own sex toy business. So she had half naked people show up to the house, and Kenya freaking cracked me up with, are you cold? Like, what?
Kenya was not having it. Kenya wasn't having most of the episode.
I know. But we should take it back a little bit. Okay. So Marlo puts out her plans on the front of her Bentley as her girlfriends show up in, what was it? A Rolls Royce. And then Marla's like, you guys think I have money? Why do you think I have money? And well, because you talk about it all the time, Marlo, which I love her.
And then Todd tells Candy that he lives in her world and her turf being in Atlanta.
Okay.
And she tries to open up to the idea of staying in the New Jersey condo. They all go and look at the New Jersey condo.
Let's break that down. Okay. First of all, Candy and Todd on their walk. I had like a pit in my stomach the entire time. The body language, the everything was so off. And the way that Todd was like, why do you laugh like that? Like made fun of her. I'm like, I would have backhanded him if Eddie did that to me. And just making fun of her, it kind of bugged me that he did that. It just, their energy feels a little bit
You
off.
Can tell the things are askew right now.
Yeah. And the fact that he wants her to be excited about a condo that he lived in with his ex. I mean, obviously it was his condo. He bought it. It's his. Who cares what he lived with? I actually live in a house right now that Eddie lived in with his ex. I mean, obviously we moved out, bought other houses, and then we ultimately held on to this one. But I love this house. So I don't really care about who lived here before.
But I think for them, it's going to be a consistent power struggle.
Oh,
you know, like, I think that's what it really is. I don't really think it's about the condo. I think the condo is nice.
Do you think he feels like a kept man?
I think when they met, he had a certain type of career and he wants to keep elevating himself, but he continues supporting her.
Yeah. And I feel
but
like
isn't feeling like he's getting the support back and there's only so much he can take.
I think that some men have a harder time when a woman makes more money than you. End of story.
But I mean, granted, we don't really even know if that's the case, but we're just assuming. Plus, we have to understand.
Of course, Candy it's, the case. Also, it's freaking Candy.
And she has a million other careers. Like Housewives right. is really just the amount of songs she's written, the amount of hits she's had. I mean, you got to know marrying that person, what you're getting yourself into and right. have a little slice of humble pie.
He produced her. I'm pretty sure he knows about her life.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But then Kenya giving her advice on how she wanted to change around the condo cracked me up. She's like, fireplace here, change the steps, well, do the.
See, that's where my mind goes because I'm very into house design and I'm all about ripping walls out and doing this and that. So I visually can see all that. So I was aligned with Kenya when she was saying that. I'm like, yep. Some things I'm like, I don't know about the fireplace, but yeah, I see that. But that the house was a shithole. I mean, there's, first of all, it's a condo and there's holes in the walls. I'm like, what the hell? Why is there holes in the walls where the refrigerator goes? Like, this is just weird.
Because they need to put work into it.
Clearly. Why is there holes in the walls?
But then we get back into the topic where Sheree says Anthony, the assistant, told her that Ralph is gay. Also, is Ralph a cheater with women or is Ralph gay? Like, what? They're just one. I think nobody likes Ralph. So Ralph is just going to get whatever.
Yeah, he's just a target for abuse on that show.
Yeah.
And he does it to himself.
And then Drew isn't helping the situation. No. So we're going to go to fan thoughts.
She's not. Can we talk about the sex stories?
Oh, I feel like all of those sex stories were made up except the plane
okay,
one.
Okay. Kenya hunting. She had sex while hunting for a coyote. Who the hell hunts for coyotes? Is that even a thing? Who hunts for coyotes?
I absolutely do not know.
And then Drew had sex with whales. You have to be way out in the middle of the ocean to be having sex with whales.
I called
bullshit on both of those.
I called bullshit on a lot of those sex stories, minus the one having sex in the plane. No, who wasn't really in this episode much? Who? The new housewife.
I really like her. Sonia? Is it Sonia? Is that how you pronounce her name? Sonia?
Yeah, but I
am obsessed with her body. I love athletes and I love, like, you could tell.
Sonia. But the only thing that she said is she doesn't know what kind of friend Drew is after seeing her act the way she did at the tea party. But that was it. That was really the only thing she said or did. Oh, and then Kenya being upset that it was a couples event.
Yeah, I mean.
But Marlo came hard. Alone too. Yeah. So did Sheree.
Well, she got over it real fast.
She got over it fast. But the fan thoughts are enough of Ralph and Drew. And what is this therapist? We already talked about this.
I mean, it's a little too much. They're a little wee TV at this point with the marriage boot camp. I am so sick of watching marriages fall apart on reality TV. I really am.
I love that. That's rich coming from you.
I mean, well, I did it first. I was the first. And you got to remember, that was 12 years ago. I did a lot of the firsts on Housewives. And to constantly see, like, marriages break up. And it's like, can't we find something else?
The next thing is Candy comes off very selfish.
Do you agree with that?
I think Candy's just set in her ways.
I think Candy's just Candy. I don't feel like it's a Candy issue. I feel like it's a Todd issue. I feel he's a little bit intimidated by her fame, her career, her success. And he feels like he's got to like live up to it. I'm sure he gets a lot of shit on Instagram.
I think they need to have some off-camera conversations before they have any more on-camera ones.
Well, I'm sure that's not gonna happen.
People are loving how Kenya puts Drew's husband in his place, which she does at that dinner. She freaking let him have it.
I loved it.
And then the last comment is Drew's husband is a POD liar and manipulator. Is POD, what is POD?
I don't know.
I would have thought piece of shit.
Yeah, but POD?
I don't know what POD is.
Dong?
I don't know. Anyways.
I don't know. That it was a lot. It was good. I'm for it. I love it. I'm obsessed. I'm hooked.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free. If you're a new member, subject to change. Terms apply.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations questions that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, now we got to get into a little bit of the housewife headlines.
Yes, there's been a lot lately.
There's been a lot. Okay, so the first is last night, Kathy Hilton posted two posts, one of Kermit drinking tea, like having a sip of tea from a tea cup.
I did not see this. So is this a story? Is it a hard post? What is it?
She had it on as a hard post. And then she had a second one, which was a tea kettle overflowing.
Okay. I'm looking at them right now. Kathy Hilton. Oh, wow. By the way, when does Kathy Hilton come into the show? Do you know?
I don't know how long until she actually appears this season. But I think with everything that's gone on these last couple of days, now there's going to be a whole other issue between Lisa Rinna and Kyle, where ultimately what we see on TV is a totally different situation for what we're reading right now.
Yeah. And I feel like this is not the end we're going to hear about it. I feel like it's going to explode as soon as Kathy gets on screen. And then reunion time is going to be.
Well, I mean, the fact that Kathy posted the teacup.
She's asking for it.
She's poking the bear.
She's poking the bear.
Don't poke the bear. Like, don't.
Well, not if you don't want certain shit out. Don't poke the bear. But if you want it, maybe she doesn't care.
But obviously she deleted the post of Kermit drinking the tea and the exploding teapot, which leads me to believe that she realized that that was poking the bear and deleted it. Like, why else delete
the
post?
By the way, who would even post that?
I don't know, because I think it's also hard when you get, it's a hard thing when your first season on a show, you're so loved.
Well, she hasn't been on the next season, so she doesn't even know she's hated yet.
But she's still being talked about a lot.
So she's anticipated.
But I think that was ultimately poking the bear.
Well, I feel like her life is going to come crumbling down, her reality life.
Well, so. I'm more just worried about when you get family, when you get these friendships on these shows, it's all on national TV, and we just have to see how it plays out from here.
Is Kyle and Kathy in a good place right now?
I know that the most important thing to Kyle is her family.
Of course.
And her, you know, I know that when it comes to her blood, like, you even see her relationships with her own kids, her own life, family is Kyle's number one priority. And I think from doing a show without even family and the amount of stress that I felt, and think about the same for you, the amount of stress that you felt.
No, I wouldn't want a family member on the show. It's like, be careful what you wish for, because it's not good.
Because you can't control your family, but also you can't control what all of the other people do on that show that involves your family.
I had a small experience with that when I did my wedding special, and that's when I got into it with my brother and my mom. And at the end of the day, it was like a huge fight for what? I'm going to expose this huge fight with my family at the end of the day. It made me feel like shit. My brother was mad at me. My mom was mad at me. I was mad at them. Like, it's hard to have family on a reality show, because you want to be open and honest, but yet open honesty is going to piss people off.
Yeah. And I mean, I can say this from my own experience. There was something I said about one of my family members on the show, and it was going to air. And I knew that it was like mentally going to hurt that person. And I honestly called and cried and begged. And I was like, this is not part of a storyline. It is only going to hurt this person.
Right.
I am begging you to please not show it.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
Oh, good. Well,
but that doesn't always happen.
No, but it probably wasn't going to make it anyways, because it just didn't make any sense if it wasn't a part of a storyline.
Yeah, nobody made it a storyline, but it was eating me alive.
Internally, it was eating you alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've gone through those situations before as well. It's hard because They're not involved in it. They're not getting the big paycheck. They're just innocent bystander.
Yeah, that's really all we can say on that at this time. But, you know, it hurts my heart, the whole entire thing.
I think we have to wait to see what happens.
None of us know what happened in Aspen, and none of us know what's going to play out on TV. So we just have to wait. The next Housewives headlines is Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Garcelle Bouvet tells all on her friendship with Lisa Vanderpump. Beverly Hills isn't the easiest place to form friendships, but that's exactly what Garcelle Bouvet and Lisa Vanderpump did last year. Garcelle revealed as much in a recent interview with Bravo's The Daily Dish, explaining that the two met at Tom Tom and they, you know, I mean, it essentially just talks about.
So basically they're good friends now.
They're friends now.
Were they friends prior?
Not to my knowledge.
Do you think that Lisa will come back on, like, make appearances on the show?
I don't know that Evolution would have Lisa back on the show. And I hope for Garcelle's sake. I think that, truthfully, Garcelle is good for the show. Mm-hmm. I think if Lisa comes back on and tries to start manipulating Garcelle, you're going to see a different side. And I don't know that that's ideal. The final two things we have to wrap pretty quickly is Kyle Richard believes that Lisa Vanderpump lied about calling Dorit and PK after their home invasion.
Okay, so I saw that and I'm like, why would you lie? I mean, it can be easily exposed if you're lying. What would she get out of lying about it?
No, but what would you get out of, also in that same token, why would PK and Dorit say she didn't reach out? They don't care. It's no skin off their ass if she reached. Everyone reaches out when it, like, right. I even reached out to Lisa Vanderpump when something happened in her family after the reunion. She didn't show up, everything. I sent her flat. Like, you reach out when terrible things happen to people. So I don't think PK and Dorit would lie and say she didn't reach out if she reached out.
That's just weird.
The whole thing's weird. Totally. And then weird. The final thing is involving my boy Frank.
Frank confirms rumors that Jackie is going to be a friend.
Which we already knew.
We knew, but we tippy-toed around it just because, out of respect. But he actually went on and confirmed.
He confirmed it. But let's hope, you know what? I'm going to hope that she goes in and she handles business. And she won't be a friend next year.
But
that's
honestly,
my hope.
I look at it differently. Is it horrible at this point to be a friend? I don't know. Maybe because I've been off of her for so long. But she was still asked back.
I think
it's not like she's been on 15 years and you're like, oh, you're going to drop you to a friend. She's been on, what, 3 or 4?
Right. But I've watched somebody who was a housewife that then came on as a friend. And you could see the level of stress that put on that person because you're doing the work of a housewife while you're a friend. You're being paid less. You're being treated differently.
But not necessarily. You're not showing your family stuff. You don't have to go on all the trips. Like, there's some benefit to it.
But some friends show up and do everything.
That's on them.
Yeah. Okay.
That's on them, I think.
It is what it is. So that's where we stand on all of the things. Yes. You guys, we will have Monique on Monday, so make sure that you tune in. We have lots to ask Monique Samuels. Also,
yes, very excited.
You send us any questions, thoughts, concerns, and we look forward to talking to y'all.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my hosts as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season two of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.